AP News, I'm Ben Thomas.
It's just a happy day for me and my family, so I'm going to smile right now.
Sherelle Griner reacting to news that Russia has freed her wife, basketball star Brittany Griner, part of a prisoner exchange for Russian arms dealer Victor Boot. Sagar Meghani on the reaction from the family of another American detained in Russia, but not released.
The Biden administration says it made every possible offer to free Paul Whelan, and Moscow refused. There was only one move.
This was not a choice of which American to bring home.
The choice was one or none.
And we brought one home today.
It's a great day to have an American freed.
Brother David Whelan says his family thinks President Biden made the right call with the deal to free Griner and appreciates that the White House gave a heads up.
It allowed us to process the news, the disappointment, and really the devastation.
Paul Whelan serving a 16-year sentence on spying charges. The family fears he won't be home anytime soon.
He's very disappointed.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Ukrainian officials claim Russian forces have installed multiple rocket launchers at the shuttered Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. It's raising fears it could be used as a base to fire on Ukrainian territory. Meantime, the Kremlin says it's up to Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, to end the war, but it's suggesting terms Kyiv has repeatedly rejected, including recognition of Russia's land gains.
The motion is adopted.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi as the House gave final approval to protections for same-sex and interracial marriages. The legislation now goes to President Biden, who says he'll sign it into law promptly. The House also passed an $858 billion defense bill that would also rescind the COVID-19 vaccine mandate for members of the U.S. military. The president has opposed that provision, but he's expected to sign the bill. This is AP News. Authorities dropped a 2021 bomb threat case against a suspect in the Colorado Springs gay nightclub shooting after family members refused to cooperate. That from the district attorney, who also says the suspect tried to reclaim guns that were seized after that threat. That was refused. And a new Netflix series is grabbing attention. Donna Warder on Harry and Meghan.
The documentary includes video diaries recorded by Prince Harry and his wife Meghan. They talk about how they met and why they walked away from royal life and moved to Southern California almost 3 years ago. Two trailers of the series hint at racism and a war against Meghan.
There's a hierarchy of the family. You know, there's leaking, but there's also planting of stories.
Three more episodes will be released December 15th. I'm Donna Warner.
And Southern California quarterback Caleb Williams is the Associated Press College Football Player of the Year. He's also a Heisman Trophy favorite. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.